Featherlight, Please, written and read by me forever. Styles is banged up and bruised. It's not an unusual thing these days, but this was just supposed to have been a routine check of some weird little thing in the woods, and Derek had let him get fucking kidnapped from under his nose. Evil sons of witches, apparently. Warlocks, they had called themselves, and when Styles had laughed heavily at that, they'd hit him repeatedly in the face. Now he was standing in the middle of the floor of Derek's loft, feeling sorry for himself and wishing he was home already. Derek had insisted on driving him after Scott had saved Styles from being turned into a frog or evaporated to a desert island or whatever the hell his captors was planning to do. He had almost sounded desperate when he had snatched Styles from Scott's grip and told the others that he could get Styles home safely, and hadn't even arched one of his extreme eyebrows at Styles when he had muttered, "Yeah, it's not like it's your fault I have to be driven home in the first place." And then he didn't even drive Styles home, but to his own home, saying incoherent things that Styles highly suspects was only made up words, and then running around the loft like a crazy person. "Could I have some water?" Styles asks tiredly, and it only takes a few seconds for Derek to show up with a glass and places it in his hand. He also gives him a pill for the ache, Derek says, with a gesture towards Styles' whole body. Styles has to wonder when the hell Derek started to have pain medication at home, since none of the wolves could use it. "You should just kiss the pain away," Styles murmurs, somehow forgetting about Derek's super-perfect werewolf hearing. Styles thinks that is what moms do when their children are hurting, and right now Derek is acting like a mother hen when one of her chicks have gotten lost. "Would that help?" Derek stands closely in front of him suddenly. Every thought Styles ever had of Derek being his substitute mother was gone in an instant. He tries to ask, "What?" say "No," or shake his head, but none of the actions seem to actually want to happen. So he doesn't. He looks at the hand that is now holding his upper arm, the one that doesn't hurt so bad. He looks at Derek's pain-ridden face and wonders if there is a heaven. He actually died and had been sent there. He understands that he's stuck in reality when Derek really do kiss him. And it just hurts everywhere. Because Derek kisses like there is no tomorrow, like the city is burning, like he will never be able to kiss anyone again, and he has to savor it all. He isn't really pressed against Styles, but their bodies are touching in a not-so-gentle manner. Styles didn't know he would ever wish Derek wasn't so ripped, but now he does because he feels like leaning into a human-shaped rock. Only bone and muscle. Nowhere near comfortable for his aching body. He wishes that Derek was squishy and soft. Not even Derek's lips feels all that nice against his own lips that are puffy and split at the moment, so he just says, "Ouch," every time Derek is leaning away slightly in between kisses. Which means about 4 times before Derek stops kissing and steps away. "Styles," he says, but it comes out as a question and he sounds lost. Styles makes a sound of a puppy you just crunched the tail of. "Still hurts a little here," Styles says, whining, purses his lips, and his lower one starts bleeding again. He sucks the lip into his mouth. The whole snogging thing might not have been the most pleasant thing physically, but mentally Styles is flying on clouds. Fluffy, pink clouds. Derek's voice is wrecked when he asks, "What do you want, Styles? What do you need?" And in that moment, Styles believes Derek would give him anything for the aching to stop. "Just take it easy with me, you know, sort of soft." Derek looks like he never thought you could kiss someone in another way than forceful. "Just tell me what to do." They're in Derek's bed, laying on their sides, facing each other with about half a meter in between them. Styles is not freaking the fuck out. He tries to calm himself down. He tries to fake being calmed down. He tries to calm his fake calmed down self to calm down. When he opens his mouth, the word sounds pretty steady at least. I don't know, man, I've never done this before. The glare that Derek responds with indicates that he, in fact, hasn't either. So he tries to think about what he might be able to endure, things that aren't hard or pressing. To be clear, a blowjob is out of the question, right? He says, laughing and only half-joking. Styles, Derek warns, but his tone stumbles way closer to not now rather than not ever. Oh. Oh. He starts panting involuntarily. Okay, okay. He tries to slow his raging heartbeat. They lay staring at each other. Well, gazes flickering more than being steady, but always in the general direction of the other person's body and face. It takes some time for him to be able to grasp what he wants, some more to be able to put it in the right words, and even longer to finally get them out. Touch my face. You can touch my face, lightly, like everywhere that isn't purple or cut, if there are any remaining spots. Derek does. Caresses with feathery fingertips, foremost on his right cheek, and it almost makes Styles want to moan. Not in a very sexual way, it feels good in other ways, like he's been having a lack of this kind of touch his whole life. Maybe he has. He closes his eyes when Derek reaches a point below his eyelashes, and Derek then proceeds over Styles' eyelid. It feels a bit strange, but Styles likes that too. When the fingers reach down by his chin a couple of seconds later, he says that neck is fine too, neck is definitely fine, and the fingers just keep stroking downwards. Styles wonders when his dick is going to realize what the hell is happening, but it doesn't seem to mind or want to make itself known. The whole thing could be sexual, but he figures that since Derek is really only expressing concern and carefulness, there is actually nothing to get aroused by. Not today. You could, kiss me again. If you want to, I mean, this is fine too if you don't want to. It took him a ridiculous amount of effort to say it. Courage. Balls. Braveness. But Derek is nodding and already scooting forward. Maybe not on the lips, though, Derek whispers. And featherlight, please, Styles says rather shivery. Derek leans forward, and then his mouthing over the skin of Styles' shoulder gives him small pecks, and Styles thinks he might actually lick him a little. It feels great, so he does not destroy the moment with a dog pun. Hours stretch out. It might be days or weeks. Styles doesn't know and doesn't really care. Derek's lips are still brushing over him, and he could just get lost in it for all eternity. Styles lay practically on top of the wolf when Derek falls asleep. It's beautiful. He's beautiful. And finally, there are some softness to him. Derek's muscles eases with every intake of breath, and his strong features is suddenly very childlike. Except for the scruff and all. Styles lay perfectly still, but it's comfortable, and he hears Derek's heart thump, so he doesn't feel the need to move. Derek stirs some time later. His inhales become sharper, and Styles thinks he's awake again. Styles whispers that next time Derek can tell Styles what he wants Styles to do to him, and Styles will give him whatever he wants. Derek doesn't answer, but it takes Styles quite a while before he can hear and feel Derek draw a ragged breath. Stiles' body feels like he's fell down a 3-story building, but he still grins and thinks that it has been a pretty good day anyway.